Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future. Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to this Father's Day edition of Your Partner in Law. You can find us online, of course, at yourpartnerinlaw.com and find out all our seminars and events that are coming up and speaking engagements. You can send us a text on your emails or whatever. Excuse me, you can contact us through the website and ask any of your legal questions, which lots of you do. We respond to all of you. So doing that. So happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And I was just kind of looking up that I always look up, these holidays and, where did they come from and how did they get started and all that kind of stuff. And Father's Day is a little sketchy on how it came about, but seems like the main impetus was a daughter who wanted to recognize her father's efforts in the Civil War. It was not his war effort she was applauding. It was the fact that he was a single dad on a farm raising six children. And she decided that he should be honored. So that was back in 1910 that occurred. So it was kind of interesting. And yet not until 1972 was Father's Day, was there a presidential proclamation declaring Father's Day the third day in June. Now, that was the year I graduated from high school, Scott, 1972, and I don't remember that as being a big event.
Wow.
The proclamation of Father's Day, until 1972. So.
And who proclaimed it?
Richard Nixon. Okay, there we go. So, proclamation 1972, recognizing the third Sunday in June as Father's Day. So that's the good news. I got some bad news, too. And something that we all should kind of reflect on a little bit when we look around at many of the societal problems. But in searching through the internet and that, we're finding articles and that on, the number of households without dads with children and the impact this is having on children. And there's a great article. Folks can go online and find it. It's written by a cold case detective who has been studying gangs and things of this nature for years and years and years. And he found that, this crossed all socioeconomic barriers and demographics and race and religion and everything. And just the very fact that there's too many dads missing in their kids' lives is really leading towards more gangs and people looking for this type of thing. So dads out there, when you're dads, be dads. That's my best advice. If you have children, then stand up and take care of those kids. So I know most of you, if not all of you listening to the show, are doing that. But, we do have a lot of kids out there that don't have the guidance of their dad. And so I'd like to see dad stick with their kids a little more often. So with that, we'll keep going with Your Partner in Law right here on Father's Day 2018. So, Scott, good morning. Glad to have you in here.
Good morning.
So, folks, got Scott Ralston today. And, Scott, one of the things I just wanted to talk about today on Father's Day, again, is helping take care of your kids. Of course, part of that's, taking care of your planning. And if you're a dad and something happens to you, how does that impact your family? Well, a lot. And so we're looking at, how does estate planning or what we might even want to call life planning really impact your kids? Because we oftentimes, people just keep putting it off and putting it off. We've talked about planning paralysis all the time on the show, and we wait and wait and wait. And so oftentimes people wait just a little bit too long. But for you younger folks that have children, your estate planning is as much about you, but it might even be more about your children, in figuring out if something did happen to you, either through a disability or through a premature death, what happens to your children? Who's going to raise them? And this is a tough question for, I think, any parent to ask themselves. They think they know the answer until they sit down and start talking with their spouse.
And or ex-spouse.
Or ex-spouse, perhaps. And trying to come up with, you know, the what if. What if something, this terrible thing happens and our children are prematurely orphaned? Who's going to take care of them from a custody standpoint? And should that be the same person or a different person that handles their finances? Now, Scott, you get into this so much with, you know, the family law area and the divorce and what happens to the kids.
Yeah, and this is a complicated issue, and it is unfortunately not an entirely uncommon situation. But you have, you know, married parents, two minor children, let's say. They need to get their estate planning done just in case they get injured in an auto accident or they get killed in an auto accident. Who is going to make financial decisions for the family if they become incapacitated? Let's just use an example. What if there's an auto accident and the mother, wife is killed and the father is not killed but is severely incapacitated as a result of an auto accident? And they've got two kids that are minors. Someone is going to need to manage the father's finances and medical affairs, and someone is going to need to also help with the kids and manage their affairs. Who's going to interact with the school? Who is going to interact with doctors on behalf of the kids? Who is going to interact with doctors on behalf of father? Who is going to interact with the mortgage company, with insurers on behalf of the father and the kids? I mean, these are all issues that come about.
And Scott, also, you know, let's say right after that car wreck, you know, mom was killed, dad was severely injured and disabled, and the kids are at home with the babysitter, you know, and if there's no planning put in place, but folks are looking at, you know,
yeah, let's talk
foster
about that.
Care.
Let's talk about that. If there is no planning put in place, you got a couple different things that are going to potentially happen. One is somebody is going to have to come forward and file a guardianship on behalf of dad, because dad doesn't have planning documents in place and therefore hasn't designated someone to be his medical decision maker or be his financial decision maker. So that's guardianship number one. And then for the kids, there will likely need to be a guardianship as well for the children. And so that's guardianships number two and three. Okay, for the two kids. And so you're going to have this entire set of guardianship actions, appointment of guardians, ultimately is the outcome in a situation like that.
And Scott,
not
on top
ideal,
of all,
obviously.
On top of that, someone's got to be appointed as the administrator to administer the mother's affairs.
That's correct.
From passing away. So if we want to underscore out of this one that we've got a court case going on for mom's probate, mm-hmm. We've got a court case going on for dad's incapacity. It's going to be a guardianship, most likely. And then if for minor children, the court's going to oversee that as well. And so it's going to be another guardianship. And in theory, you know, with two kids, it's usually a joint guardianship, but could be kind of circumstances might be different. What if this was a blended family?
Let's add another wrinkle to this. Okay. Let's not use the blended family, but let's say that dad has two siblings that hate each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, not uncommon. This is just the reality of what we deal with as trust and estate attorneys and family law attorneys every day. But you got dad's two siblings that cannot stand each other. Let's say one is ultra religious, and let's say the other is the complete opposite and totally not religious at all. They have strong opinions as to what should be done with dad in terms of managing his affairs and with children in terms of managing their affairs. So dad and mom, failing to have put together an estate plan, never spoke upon this topic. They never set forth in writing through their estate planning documents what they would want and who they would want in charge.
And, you know, but because of this conflict that was within the family, generally speaking, this is what people avoid talking about, and yet it's the root of any problems that they're going to
have. And that is a really good point. This is oftentimes, unfortunately, not only what people choose not to talk about, they choose to do the old ostrich maneuver and stick their head in the sand and
sweep it under the carpet.
It's not going to be a problem, So it is also the basis for avoidance of doing the estate plan. Okay, so not only is it an issue of denial, but it's also a basis for procrastination and not making decisions and putting together one's own estate plan. And so this scenario, which is a very good scenario that we're talking about.
Not uncommon and, at all.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very, very potential reality for a family of four or five people out there. And, you know, you end up with this situation where it's just litigation. It's the court ultimately having to make decisions. It's very costly, and it is, in all likelihood, not consistent with what mom and dad would have wanted in the first place.
You know, had they sat down and made that decision. Hey, folks, if you'd like to give us a call this morning and chat with us, we would love to chat with you. If you have any questions on estate planning, divorce, probate, trust settlement, hey, real estate's still hotter than heck out there. If you want to give a shout out to the Mariners, who are going to be playing at 1 o'clock today. Hey, we'd love to chat with you. And the phone lines are wide open at 888-973-5476. And we got AJ on the board in there this morning. Hey, AJ, how you doing? And then we got 888-973-5476. That'll get your call right on air. And so we really do want to talk with you folks out there. And while we're getting ready here for your phone calls, I just wanted to remind you that coming up on the 28th is Retirement Freedom. That's our next class that we're holding. It's in Kirkland, June 28th in the evening, 7 to 9, quick 2 hours. It's with my long-term colleague and friend, Tom Koch of Vestry Financial and host of Talking Real Money. And Tom's going to be there, and we're going to be talking really about the integration of your financial planning with your estate planning and how important that really is to make sure that you're getting everything in your estate plan lined up so that it all works together as a plan, as a system. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then your calls when we return at 888-973-5476, 888-973-5476. 5476. Your partner in law will be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott, host of Long Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday at 7. And Brian, before signing up for a plan, I attended one of your classes with my wife, learned how passionate you are about what you do and how you love to teach people about the importance of long-term care planning.
You know, I really do love educating people, Dory.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, someone took the time to educate my grandmother about long-term care, which meant she got the level of care she deserved, but it also meant my mom didn't have to give up her life to be a caregiver. You know, Dory, it taught me firsthand that long-term care planning protects you and the people you care about most.
Yeah, that's exactly why my wife and I put a plan in place with Brian and why I recommend you do the same. Start by joining Brian at his next long-term care planning class and learn about the most innovative plans available, like the one I got. It's going to pay me back whether I use it or not. Don't miss Brian's next class, Saturday, June 23rd in Bellevue. There are only a few seats left, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH. June 28th is a great opportunity for you to come and learn valuable tools that will help you live comfortably in retirement. Retirement Freedom, Thursday evening at 7 on June 28th. Along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money, together we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning. Trust me, we both know when you start planning for retirement, it can be overwhelming. So get the real truth about investments, healthcare options, and the legal issues that are an inevitable part of growing older. Come learn important options to help you get ready for retirement or make your current plan more efficient. Retirement Freedom, June 28th in Kirkland. There is a nominal fee, so register now to get the early bird special. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Don't delay. Seats are limited. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorek from the law firm of Gregorek & Associates, and we're in studio this morning, as we are every Sunday morning. Scott Ralston is here, and we talked a little bit about, Father's Day and how that came about, and put a pitch out there for all you absentee dads to step up. You're a dad. Can't get away from that. But running away from your children is not the answer. So if you've got kids out there, step up and work things out with the mom and become part of their life. And I think all of us will be better off. So step up and do the right thing. It's not always easy, but it's out there, and your kids will eventually appreciate that, most likely. So for most of you. You know, Scott, when we're looking at estate planning, we are sitting here in 2018, and, you know, most people still don't do their estate planning, the majority. And it seems to be there's still a lack of understanding on why is it necessary and what are the documents. And one of the things that comes up all the time, and people do this when they're searching online, so we get all kinds of data as far as what you folks search for when you're looking for estate planning and things like that. And one of the most common search terms that comes up is for a living will. Now, a living will is not a last will and testament.
It causes tremendous confusion, doesn't it?
Nor is it a living trust. So what the heck is a living will? Folks, a living will is the end of life document where you're going to express your desires to either have, or as the case might be most of the time, not have artificial means of being kept alive if your death is imminent. The statute reads something to the effect, if my death is imminent with or without the application of life support, and my death is imminent, it's only prolonging the process of my dying, either don't do it, or don't give me those procedures, or if I've been put on them, let's say I've been put on a respirator, this is the document that if two docs agree in writing that it's only artificially prolonging the process of your dying, and you would, in theory, otherwise within reasonable medical certainty die, then you're asking the doctor to remove you from that life support. So a living will is really about whether or not you are going to be kept artificially alive at the end of your death through various means. The most common things we look at are being put on a respirator. Some people call those a ventilator, breathing machine. All the different types of intubation for breathing, feeding, nutrition, and hydration. We think of CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. We think of defibrillation, the shocker panels, all the things we see on the TV shows. And those are things that are medical interventions that at end of life are in question if we are already, by medical standards, you know, at death or very near death, or we're being artificially kept alive because of the compressions of a respirator. So a living will is part of everybody's estate plan, but it is not a will like a last will and testament, nor is it a living trust. And most people who search for living will are looking for either a will, a last will and testament, or a living trust. So yep. It's all, you know, and the internet is fine, you know, is kind of interesting because we get this data, and so we know who's searching and what terms are being searched. And of course, all the advertisers, you know, the YouTubes and the Googles and everybody, they come out to us businesses and they say, hey, the key search terms in your business area are. So if you want to attract your customers, you need to use those keywords. But it's always been frustrating to me when people are really looking for a revocable living trust, a trust instrument, or they're looking for a last will and testament, and yet we see a large, large percentage of the searches are searching for a living will. So it's all about the asking the right question.
So I'm gonna do a pop quiz on you.
Uh-oh, on me?
On you.
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay, so we got living will. What's a POLST form?
A POLST. POLST.
There you go. What's a POLST? So there's a pop quiz for you. What's the distinction between the two, and what are some examples under which one would be applicable and the other would be applicable?
Okay, well, let's talk about that. First off, the POLST document, and you'll recognize it because it comes on a rather shockingly bright, you know,
green form.
And this is a document that's put out by the Washington Medical Association. It is signed by your doctor. That's the first key thing, signed by your doctor. The living will, your directions are signed by you, giving your instructions to your doctor. The POLST document now is an acronym, and that stands for the Physician's Order on Life-Sustaining Treatment. So in that document, you would have a discussion with your doctor. Probably your medical powers of attorney should be there. And depending on your situation, if you have been diagnosed with a terminal illness, you're a very advanced age, or perhaps you have other medical conditions that would justify a do not resuscitate order. This is what the POLST can accomplish. So in the POLST document, the doctor, along with you and your medical agents, can determine, well, say let's you had a heart attack and they find you with your heart beating. Should they start CPR, yes or no? What if they find you and your heart's not beating? Do you want it to start? What other types of medical intervention do you want? Antibiotic treatment, lots of different types of things. Obviously, I think everyone wants pain management. But there's decisions that you will talk with your doctor. So I would go out and say that everyone from 18 on needs a living will document talking about end of life, because that's, folks, the living will is your instruction to the doctor on what to do when you're in this end of life decision. The POLST document is not a planning document. It's an event document. Something has happened in your life, and now you're going to talk with your doctor about your future medical care and possibly refusal of certain medical cares, which is really what's happening with the do not resuscitate order, to do that. So very confusing, lots of different things going on there. If you've got a question on the difference between a living will and a POLST document, give us a call at 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476. Your partner in law. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH. June 28th is a great opportunity for you to come and learn valuable tools that will help you live comfortably in retirement. Retirement Freedom, Thursday evening at 7 on June 28th. Along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money, together we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning. Trust me, we both know when you start planning for retirement, it can be overwhelming. So get the real truth about investments, healthcare options, and the legal issues that are an inevitable part of growing older. Come learn important options to help you get ready for retirement or make your current plan more efficient. Retirement Freedom, June 28th in Kirkland. There is a nominal fee, so register now to get the early bird special. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Don't delay. Seats are limited. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All right, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorek, law firm of Gregorek & Associates. Find us on the web at rjglegal.com. Hey, and while you're on any of our websites, yourpartnerinlaw.com or rjglegal.com, check out the newsletters. I'd encourage you to sign up for those. The Wealth Advisor and the Elder Counselor are two great ones for most folks, and we have the Wealth Counselor that's for all of you professional folks that are involved in the estate planning area, CPAs, financial advisors, insurance professionals, all you folks that are kind of adjunct to the attorneys and helping people with various component parts of their estate planning. And that's what's really important in putting an estate plan together is looking at all the various components and all the intersections. And I think that's what Scott comes as a little bit of a surprise to many people is the proper way to do estate planning and integrating one's finances, one's insurance, perhaps their mortgages, you know, housing issues, coordinating family issues, and putting this all down. And, you know, many, many years ago when I first started on the radio, we called this life planning because it really is more about doing planning during your lifetime to handle those unforeseen circumstances that are bound to happen in most of our lives as we plod through our lives. And we all have three phases of potentially three phases of life. Alive, well, and okay. We're doing our thing. We're in charge. We're competent. We can do those things. That's phase one. Phase three, we're all going to die someday. That's where the question mark, though, becomes between okay and dead. What might happen there? Are we going to have some period of disability? Well, the statistics, Scott, as we know, are sobering. So for those over 60, the numbers are 65%+ of those prior to your death, if you're 60 years old today, will more likely than not, you know, 67% have some sort of debilitating disability during their lifetime.
Yeah, and this is modern medicine, and people are healthier. So their bodies are lasting longer, but their minds are not necessarily lasting longer. And so we're seeing, you know, as people average age continues to climb because of the changes in society and the changes in medicine, changes in our diets, people exercising more, et cetera, the mind doesn't last as long necessarily though. So we have lots and that number is increasing. I haven't seen statistics on it, but my guess is if you went back 30 years, the number of individuals above 65 that need it, that level of planning, is lower than it is today.
Yeah, it's just a fraction of what we have today. Yeah. And, you know, and not to confuse things, folks, Alzheimer's in that is not just for the elderly. You can get Alzheimer's at almost any age. It's just extremely rare. We've had clients in their 40s who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and various types of that. And that, you know, that's unusual, but, you know, it's kind of like the 35-year-old having a heart attack. That happens. It's unusual. It's not, you know, it's not within the normal bell-shaped curve. It's kind of outside one end or the other. But it happens. But as we do age, we find that these cognitive impairments are certainly increasing. And the number of people today, baby boomers, everybody knows the statistics, of how many of them will be octogenarians and in their 80s over the next coming decade or so is quite sobering. And when we look at all kinds of things serving an elder aging population, we got a lot of work to do as a society just for, you know, housing issues for the, you know, elderly and assisted living facilities and alternative living styles when people do have cognitive impairments and that. You know, many have cognitive impairments, Scott, and we see these in the office all the time, where otherwise they're quite healthy and can live a very long time, albeit Alzheimer's is a terminal illness. So, you know, there's a lot of things we want to look at, but let's see what Jeff here has to say, and we'll take Jeff's call there on line two. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How's it going?
Just fine, sir. What can we do for you today?
Well, I just had a question about, you know, estate planning when you have children that are starting to get to be the age where they're getting married and things like that. They have possibly trust left over from college and some things like that. And how do you sort of determine, you know, is that sole property in the state of Washington, just sort of planning for the future? And if money is added to that trust or other trusts are created.
Great question, Jeff. Great question.
So on the we only got a little bit of time. We'll probably ask you to see if you can hold over after our next break. But when you talk about a trust for children, was this an education trust that was set up and there's money left now that they're educated?
Oh, looks like we lost Jeff.
Uh-oh.
All right. So let's
modern
let's,
technology.
So we're going to make some assumptions because
you know what? Let's hold that thought over. Okay. And we'll talk a little bit. And Jeff, if you have a chance to give us a call back, I'm not sure if you might have been on a cell phone and hit one of those proverbial dead spots. But anyhow, 888-973-5476 is the number. And we're going to take a quick break here. And when we get back, more of your calls at Your Partner in Law. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott, host of Long Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday at 7. And Brian, before signing up for a plan, I attended one of your classes with my wife, learned how passionate you are about what you do and how you love to teach people about the importance of long term care planning.
You know, I really do love educating people, Dory.
You know, why is that?
Well, someone took the time to educate my grandmother about long term care, which meant she got the level of care she deserved, but it also meant my mom didn't have to give up her life to be a caregiver. You know, Dory, it taught me firsthand that long-term care planning protects you and the people you care about most.
Yeah, that's exactly why my wife and I put a plan in place with Brian and why I recommend you do the same. Start by joining Brian at his next long-term care planning class and learn about the most innovative plans available, like the one I got. It's going to pay me back whether I use it or not. Don't miss Brian's next class, Saturday, June 23rd in Bellevue. There are only a few seats left, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
All righty. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law, sponsored by law firm of Gregrick & Associates. Hey, we're really glad to be out here every Sunday morning and chatting with you folks, and we look even more forward to seeing you out at our events in many of you coming into the office. We certainly appreciate your patronage and love meeting all of you. So you're hearing the ads, but we do have Retirement Freedom coming up. It's one of our smaller events. It's one of the most popular events we do, and it really is a great learning environment for learning about the integration of estate and financial planning and kind of how to get started and put it all together. So join Tom Koch and myself June 28th. Get all the details at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Just click on upcoming events. There is a nominal fee, and you do need to have tickets. So sign up, and I think there's a couple of early bird specials left, and we do expect to be sold out by the event. So there's your warning. Get your tickets and come on out and say hi. We love seeing all of you. And who knows? We'll just might end up doing some business together. So we'd really love to help you with your estate and financial planning and putting that all together in, you know, any family dynamics and helping you work through some of those issues such you come up with good plans that work. And so at the beginning of the show, we did talk a little bit about the origin of Father's Day, and I just wanted to recognize and thank all the fathers out there and thank my dad and my grandparents and all those. Then they're not with us any longer, but they're what got us here. So the fathers out there, do that. And then kind of my call out to all the dads is, you know, if you haven't seen your kids or you're not part of your kid's life, I'm not asking you to violate any court orders, but, you know, maybe a phone call. Maybe this is a time to do some remending with maybe the ex or somebody for the kids. And just think about that.
So before the break, we had a call from Jeff, who obviously was a father, and was asking a question about his kids' trusts for education now that they're finishing up their education. What is to be done? And unfortunately, Jeff dropped off, but We are going to make up some facts here.
No, we just make it up.
We're just going to make it up. So, but we're going to assume that this was the type of trust that is kind of typically set up by grandparents for their grandchildren when they're born or at a young age. And grandma and grandma fund these types of educational trusts, and that those funds are available for children's education. And really, the question... The answer to the question is, what does the trust say? Can you add more to the trust? Does the trust terminate upon a certain event? What can the funds be used for in the trust? And this is actually typical of all trusts.
Sure. All trusts have, you know, the same kind of features. They have to have a manager, which we call the trustee. The person who made the trust, we'll call that the trust maker. That'd be the grantor, settlor, trustor kind of thing. The maker of the trust. Mm-hmm. We've got the manager of the trust. But then the third component of all trust is the beneficiary. Now, there's both a lifetime current beneficiary, but then what happens to that lifetime or current beneficiary? If they pass, the trust should say, where does the money go next? Who are the next beneficiaries?
That's the other component of the trust.
And that's what we need to find
out. It's the trust instrument.
Right.
Okay, because it's a document that has all of the rules. It's a little legislative piece of paper, basically. It's a private legislation.
I'm going to put money into this thing. And
this is how it's going to be governed.
And then here's going to manage it, and here's what I'm going to allow them to do. So everybody with a trust out there of any nature, The key thing is, first off, understanding what type of trust. Is it revocable? Is it irrevocable? Who's the taxpayer? Is the trust its own taxpayer? Or do taxes get diverted off to the grantor trust maker? Those are interesting and happens in many, many trusts.
What can that trust be used for?
And, you know, can the, you know, when we've got money in the trust, some trusts differentiate between distributions of income versus distributions from principal. And so it's the beauty of trust. And it's one of the things I think, you know, we enjoy about trust is the flexibility of them and the writing of them. And then depending on the goals and objectives, the type of trust that we use. And when we use the term educational trust, there's lots and lots of ways of bringing that about.
Yeah. And there's just, there's an infinite number of trusts for almost every circumstance. And so when we're talking about an educational trust, one of the things is what are the assets and how are the assets held? One of our discussions while we were off on break is, okay, you can have an educational trust that is funded with post-tax dollars, and it can grow in value. And then those dollars are not taxable when they come out as income. That's one form of type of funding of an educational trust. There are other educational trusts. You could just be funding that with a stock account or a money market account, and it's going to have a different tax treatment. So there's all these different questions that would come about, not only with regard to what does the trust instrument itself say, but also what are the assets within the trust and how are those treated?
You know, and another common thing, Scott, is for folks that will set up maybe a 529 plan for the core part of the education, the tuition and that type of stuff. And, you know, that could be a GET program here in Washington or 529 in other states. And then to supplement that, we'll set up a special supplemental educational trust to pay for the things that are not allowable as payments under the 529. This is a really cool strategy on depending on, you know, what your educational goals are for your child and what the funding of that education is going to be and where the funding's coming from. We see it coming from senior generations. Grandma and grandpa obviously participate mm-hmm. in this quite a bit. Of course, parents participate in it quite a bit. And how we put that together, we've seen where families actually pool money from various sources put these things together. And kind of the cool thing is there's a lot of options and opportunities. And you're only going to learn about those if you come in and talk to us and we work through, you know, what are your goals and what are your objectives? What do you want to get out of this? And then how can we craft a trust or other legal instrument to bring that about? It's very, you know, sounds kind of simple. It's the devil's in the details, of course, but that's kind of the fun part of the job. So if you're interested in doing that, you know, give us a call at the office or find us online at rjglegal.com. In the interim, we're going to take a quick break here and your telephone calls for your partner-in-law live on air at 888-973-5476, 888-973-5476, your partner-in-law. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH. June 28th is a great opportunity for you to come and learn valuable tools that will help you live comfortably in retirement. Retirement Freedom, Thursday evening at 7 on June 28th. Along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money, together we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning. Trust me, we both know when you start planning for retirement, it can be overwhelming. So get the real truth about investments, healthcare options, and the legal issues that are an inevitable part of growing older. Come learn important options to help you get ready for retirement or make your current plan more efficient. Retirement Freedom, June 28th in Kirkland. There is a nominal fee, so register now to get the early bird special. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Don't delay. Seats are limited. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
That just sounds good to sit here and listen to that, doesn't it? Hey, good choice, AJ. Anyhow, hey, folks, I'm Rick Gregorick, and you're listening to Your Partner in Law. Don't forget our websites, yourpartnerinlaw.com. Sign up for our events. Check out Retirement Freedom. That's next one coming up on June 28th. And just been great. And you know, and it's really hard to do the whole show without giving a shout-out to the Mariners. I mean, we're usually talking about how great the Seahawks are and everything, and hopefully they're going to have a big season this year. Lots of new faces coming out in the Seahawks. Well, lots of new faces on the Mariners, too. And man, we got a baseball team. Yep, you better turn
playoffs,
that mic.
Playoffs would be nice.
Yes, we got
it's been a long time.
You know, at this stage of the season, we got a team. You know, we're a top five team in the league. It's exciting to watch. So It's really fun. Edgewood, is Mary Lou ready here? Let's see, maybe not quite. Okay, we're not going to be there at all. So anyhow, everybody's messing with us this morning. So, happy Father's Day to everybody. And Mariners are playing again at 1 o'clock. I mean, you know, we're playing arguably one of the two best teams in baseball, the Boston Red Sox. We shut them out yesterday. Awesome. I think it was like a two-hitter. Who the heck is that? Wade LeBlanc, our starting pitcher yesterday, was an ace on the mound. And that was great, you know, because the prior day our ace, Mr. Paxton, kind of fell on his sword in the third inning. And that was rough, having a six-run inning there in the third. So that won't happen again today. So, folks, if we go 3 out of 4 against the Boston Red Sox, that would be hot. So for all your baseball fans, and maybe you've not been a baseball fan, but go check it out. It's really exciting when your team's winning, and we've had really good pitching, and we've had a lot of hitting. I mean, this has been kind of a – last game wasn't so much, but prior games we've had kind of these home run fest where both teams are smacking a lot of them, and we've been coming out on the winning end. So we're going to take that. So it's really great. And thanks to all the Mariners and the management for bringing us a good team this year. It's been, I think, what was it, Scott, 17 years or something like that?
It's been a long time. Long before my time in Seattle. Let's put it that way.
There you go. So I want to make sure that it is Father's Day. Hey, it's going to be warm out there today. And that's great. Many of us are looking forward to that. But, you know, watch the sun burn. And, you know, I say this every year about this time, Scott. The water's still really cold, folks.
We do get it.
And every year.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's going to start hitting the news here before too long. You know, people getting in the water and not getting out. In shape and not being capable of withstanding the cold temperatures and all kinds of issues around us.
I mean, if you're out there in the Puget Sound, it's cold. Washington, cold. This time of year, the rivers are ice, folks. It's melting snow. So hypothermia is very real, especially for the smaller children. things of that nature. But even if you're in great shape and an athlete, that cold's going to overcome you over time. So be appropriate. Life jackets, out in the boats, watch the alcohol consumption, all those fun things that we tend to overdo sometimes in these nice days. So be safe out there and enjoy it.
Let's talk a little bit more about retirement freedom coming up.
We want to know?
It's the 28th.
It's the 28th, and it's with
what time are we going to be
Tom
at?
Cock. It's going to be 7 o'clock. That's in Kirkland, right at South Kirkland there, at right next to the park and ride. So it's real easy to find, park and ride, the bus park and ride for the folks. And it's just a great event. It's a smaller event. It's a class. It's actually held in a classroom. And we're going to talk about the integration of estate planning, your wills, your trust, your powers of attorney, your health care directives, your living wills, all these types of documents, and how to put those together. We're going to talk about retirement plan trusts for you folks that have IRAs, 401ks that are larger. This has become a really critical planning component for many folks. We'll talk about the Washington State Inheritance Tax and how you plan for that or plan around that. And then how do you integrate this with your financial planning? Because I think this
Tom,
is what's
Tom
so
Cock
cool.
will be there for that.
And we've got Tom Cock from Vestry, a host of Talking Real Money with his cohort, Don McDonald. So always great. We've done this event dozens of times.
Yeah, and this is a great event, I think, to motivate. We've done this event many times, different variations of it, because, you know, we're trying to update and freshen it and improve it always with feedback and our own thoughts. And it's a really, really good event for those of you that just don't know how to start this process. And yep. you've been procrastinating and you just don't know what to do. It's also, and this is kind of a call out to, you know, some of my clients and my type of clients that are out there as well. It's also a really good event for those of you that have just gone through a life change, such as a divorce, because it gives you a real good opportunity to say, okay, I need to, now that everything is settled up and we've got my property settlement in place, we've got my maintenance in place, now what do I need to do about my decision-making for my finances in the event that I become disabled and I'm no longer married, and I become disabled and I've got kids with my former spouse who I don't feel uses money well. You know, this is a great event for you to get, you know, to touch base and learn from two people that you really need to learn from about doing estate planning and doing financial planning. So it's a really, really, I think, a great event for those of you that have just finished up going through a dissolution.
You know, it really is. And so in regard to your situation, if you don't have an estate plan, it's a great place to start. Maybe you have one, but it's maybe a little moldy, maybe a little dusty. You kind of get it out and you go, whew, that's been there a long time. I see people opening up their envelopes and stuff, and you get this great whiff of antiquity in them. If it smells like that, it needs to be updated, right?
Yeah, and this is the kind of stuff, and this is real life stories here, okay? Without the names, but one of the things that we run into a lot is people that have an old estate plan, and like, okay, what's your old estate plan? And like, well, I have a will. Well, how old is it? 20 years old. Do you have powers of attorney? No. Living will? No. Okay, so get your plan updated. If you've got a 20-year-old will and that's all you got,
you don't have an estate. Yeah, you don't have an estate plan. And the other thing I just wanted to mention really quick in this waning moments of the show is, boy, we've had a lot of changes in Washington law over the last 5 years up until the beginning of this year on powers of attorney, health care directives, trust, all this, lots of new legislation, lots of new statutes, lots of new opportunities. Take advantage of those changes in law. Certainly the tax laws have changed dramatically. It seems like almost every year, getting tough to keep up with all that, but we certainly need to do that. And if all else fails, hey, give us a call at the office. Look us up online at rjglegal.com. Happy Father's Day. Your partner-in-law will be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner-in-Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner-in-Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free partner-in-law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner-in-Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.